decides. Not our reasoning, but God's will decides. If God willed that your son should die and you should live, it must be best so. As to your despair, that comes because you wish to live for your own happiness. What else should one live for? Asked Martin. For God, Martin, said the old man. He gives you life, and you must live for him. When you have learnt to live for him, you will grieve no more, and all will seem easy to you. Martin was silent a while, and then asked, But how is one to live for God? The old man answered, How one may live for God has been shown us by Christ. Can you read? Then buy the Gospels and read them. There you will see how God would have you live. You have it all there. These words sank deep into Martin's heart, and that same day he went and bought himself a testament in large print and began to read. At first he meant only to read on holidays, but having once begun, he found it made his heart so light that he read every day. Sometimes he was so absorbed in his reading that the oil in his lamp burnt out before he could tear himself away from the book. He continued to read every night, and the more he read, the more clearly he understood what God required of him and how he might live for God. And his heart grew lighter and lighter. Before, when he went to bed, he used to lie with a heavy heart, moaning as he thought of his little Capiton. But now he only repeated again and again, Glory to thee! Glory to thee, O Lord! Thy will be done. From that time, Martin's whole life changed. Formerly, on holidays, he used to go to have tea at the public house and did not even refuse a glass or two of vodka. Sometimes, after having a drop with a friend, he left the public house not drunk but rather merry and would say foolish things, shout at a man or abuse him. Now, all that sort of thing passed away from him. His life became peaceful and joyful. He sat down to his work in the morning, and when he had finished his day's work, he took the lamp down from the wall, stood it on the table, fetched his book from the shelf, opened it, and sat down to read. The more he read, the better he understood, and the clearer and happier he felt in his mind. It happened once that Martin sat up late, absorbed in his book. He was reading Luke's Gospel, and in the 6th chapter he came upon the verses, To him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other, and from him that taketh away thy cloak, withhold not thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. He also read the verses where our Lord says, And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. When Martin read these words, his soul was glad within him. He took off his spectacles and laid them on the book, and leaning his elbows on the table, pondered over what he had read. He tried his own life by the standard of those words, asking himself, Is my house built on the rock or on sand?